Hey there. So we're in Monaco today, not the city, the room. And it's the Dynamics duo here, Girish and myself, who are doing a little bit of showing off some of the stuff that Girish has been working on for the past couple of months. He's been working on a demo that we're going to show probably at the Worldwide Partner Conference, and I figured why not take the opportunity to get into the Monaco and show off some of what's going on under the covers. So, hey Girish,
hey,
what you been working on?
A little bit of demo, just showing off the platform piece of CRM, because people typically think of CRM as just sales, service, and accounting. And even when I spoke to a few people this morning, I tell them about CRM, they just think it's accounts and contacts and whatnot.
Right.
But there's a lot more to CRM than these. There's a huge platform underneath that you could, take off the CRM components of it. You could build any applications on top of it, which is what I've been working on.
So that's the cool part. That's what we spend our days thinking about. I know that CRM, you can obviously, clearly it works really well as the CRM system to track sales information or marketing information or service type information. What we're talking about today is the platform, what's going on under the covers. And so what is going on under the covers? I know that you've been working on this demo that has all sorts of pieces. We're going to spend a few minutes on one piece today, which is primarily SharePoint integration, right?
That's right.
Okay. So what happens under the covers with CRM?
Well, underneath, CRM's got a great entity model so that, if I were to build like a hospital application or a pharmacy application, I could create my entities as, my physicians, the patients,
okay.
And all of
so,
that.
So sorry to interrupt, but you've been talking about entities and we've been talking for way too long without showing bits. So why don't you actually show me what an entity is, and we'll spend just a couple of minutes on that. It's kind of basic stuff, the basics of how to customize CRM, right?
Absolutely. So think of any object as an entity. So if traditional sales would have client as an entity or a contact as an entity, but what we have here is clearly a completely different system. In this case, we have built a custom module for this fictitious company called Graphics Design.
So I see. So you have, I can see there's the traditional sales, marketing, and service tabs. And so as a developer, I can set up my own tab. That could be, so Graphic Design Institute is the name of the fictitious company that we're working with.
That is right.
They're a professional services organization.
That is correct.
And so you're building, in this case, projects, work item timesheets. So we're tracking time for a professional services organization.
Exactly. And it's a good point that, I could build on top of my existing sales, service, and marketing right next to them, or I could completely remove these. So if I want to design a custom system that doesn't even look like anything traditional CRM, I can absolutely do that.
Okay. So you have projects, work items, timesheets. Those are not sales, service, and marketing type entities. How do you set those up, and where do we do that in CRM?
It's all within the web client. That's the power of CRM, is right from within the web client. I can go to my settings and customization and create new entities, modify existing entities, and do a lot of stuff. And if you look closely here are all the five different custom entities I've created as part of this professional services application. And it's a simple, a web form where I could hit new and create a new entity, give it a name. And then, right off of the bat, as I hit save, there's a bunch of stuff that is created on the background. It creates, obviously, the database tables and the columns to store the underlying data. But it also has
So an entity is sort of equivalent, it's not exactly, but sort of equivalent to a table in SQL Server, in SQL.
Exactly.
Right? Okay.
Exactly.
So just by creating an entity, giving it a name, you've automatically created this entity.
Yes.
And so what would you do with that? Obviously, there's things that you want to track about that entity.
Absolutely. So I could create a few attributes. So think of attributes as columns, again, going back to the database scenario.
Okay.
So you create a table, you create a bunch of columns within the table.
Right.
But there's more to it than just these tables. CRM also creates a web service layer for every entity that you create.
Mm-hmm.
So I can immediately hook this up to Visual Studio, where I can, refer the web service and start coding right away.
Mm-hmm.
I can also get some of the cool features of CRM, like offline availability. With the click of a checkbox, I can make this work offline.
Okay, so this is interesting. So you click this thing, and my entity now is available to me offline?
Yes.
So how does that work? So how does the offline engine work? And as a developer, how do I take advantage of that? How do I build an application and then have that available to me or to my users, actually, offline?
Well, yeah, CRM's got this great offline Outlook client. So it's an Outlook add-in that, you know, when you install, it sits on right on top of your Outlook.
Okay.
And it shows all your traditional data, but also your custom entities. And it's not just data synchronization. When people think of offline, they think of it just as, you know, data copied over to my offline, it's available offline. There's more to it than synchronization. CRM runs a mini web server, Cassini, on the laptop.
Okay.
And it also has a SQL Express database. So the web service that, you know, I would do online if I were to build an application is available offline as well.
So let me try and catch this. So you're saying, so I've created this entity, the one we're looking at right now is the project entity. Mm-hmm. By clicking this offline checkbox, my end users will automatically, when they're in the Outlook client, they automatically get this project entity downloaded to their Outlook client.
Absolutely.
So that I can use that.
Absolutely.
So, and that's done using Cassini and all that cool stuff.
That's right.
So how is it, as a developer, how do I get access to this offline capability?
It's a web service endpoint.
Okay, but when I'm developing my application against CRM online or CRM in my data center, mm-hmm. I'm just calling the data center with a web service. So how do I do that offline?
You just switch endpoints. It's three lines of code. You say, you know, when you're offline, go look locally in three lines of code. Whatever, you know, whatever application you wrote that works online will not work offline with about three lines.
So simple if then or case. Got it.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's pretty cool. So what other kinds of things do we have with this metadata? We've seen how to create an entity. We've seen attributes. Forms.
You also get the forms,
right.
The views. So as soon as I create an entity, I get a form. Again, using the web editor, I can build components on top of the form. I can add fields. I can move them around. I can group them. And I can, in interesting pieces, I can add an iframe. So if I want to, you know, integrate a different web application within CRM, and I can absolutely do that. So for a good example would be Maps. Virtual Earth integration is something that people commonly do. But I could have another line of business application right into this CRM form.
Okay.
And more than forms, I can also build views that, you know, that list data in different formats, and you could have custom views that, you know, that are user specific and mm-hmm. the way user wants to build stuff mm-hmm. and look mm-hmm. at stuff. So mm-hmm. you get a lot of free scaffolding, and it's real easy to build these basic stuff, and you can build it right out of the web browser.
Okay. So forms, the forms that you created, you have a simple and yet pretty sophisticated forms editor.
Mm-hmm.
All of that stuff is for building the web type applications.
Exactly.
I have multiple entities, mm-hmm. multiple entities related to each other. So mm-hmm. how do I can see that there's a relationship option there. So what do I do with that? How does that work?
CRM's got again, you know, it's all based off the web browser. I can create relationships between my different entities that I create, which really gets the structured data and captures how data is related, interrelated to each other. So, for example, if I have a timesheet and if I have a project and if I want to connect them together, I can quickly hit new entity-menu relationship and say which is my current entity, which is the other entity that I want to connect to. And then I can quickly do some, you know, basic configuration on how I want them to show. And you know, as I hit save, you know, I get this new relationship created. And I can have many-to-many relationships. So in case of a doctor-patient relationship, I could have many-to-many, or I could have one-to-many relationship where, you know, I'm just tracking a set of tasks for a project. And I can configure my behavior. So this is going really advanced. I can say that, you know, whether my child relationship is parental level. So if I delete the parent entity, all of the corresponding records would get deleted as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I also get the control as to, you know, what happens when I assign this record to someone, what happens when I share it with someone. All of the data is configurable as part of the relationship. So it's a really powerful relationship.
Okay.
Creator.
So once I create these relationships, how are they used in the system? And how do I, as a developer, take advantage of those relationships? I mean, I guess what it's trying to do is do the joins across tables, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so how does that work in real life? Once I've created, so I have a relationship here already between project and task there. Is that what you've created?
Yeah, there's a lot of relationship tasks and work items and timesheets. You could, you know, quickly create these. As long as you visualize your entity model, within a matter of minutes, you can map them out in the actual system.
And I can see, obviously, that there's lots of different types of relationships. So it's one-to-many, and what are the other relationships?
One-to-many, many-to-one, which is obviously the same thing.
The inverse, right.
And many-to-many relationships.
Many-to-many, okay.
And I can also configure some of the criteria to say, you know, I have to have this relationship for every record I create.
Right.
Or say that, you know, it's just recommended, you don't have to. And
right.
So it's completely up to you on how you want to manage your data. The system is flexible enough to allow you to do that.
Okay, so now that I've built this, let's go back into that graphic design tab and see that project entity. Mm-hmm. So it shows up at projects. Mm-hmm. And so now if I open up one of these projects, we can see all of the stuff that you've defined. And so I have information about the projects. I have so all of the attributes are showing up, the ones that I've designed on this form. And where are the relationships showing up?
Right here.
There's my work items.
So all my work items that are related to this project,
they
show up right there.
And great.
There's different ways I can configure navigation, but, you know, it's just simple configuration, no fancy stuff.
Okay.
And of course, I get the notes and activities and everything that I want to do with any basic entity.
Okay.
I can absolutely do that.
And so I can see this interesting item there, workflows. So what's a workflow? And can you show me how a simple workflow might work?
Well, a workflow is pretty much a way to capture a business process in a meaningful way. So how you want your data to interact with your process, that's what workflow is. And CRM uses Windows Workflow Foundation, which is the generic workflow component that Microsoft has shipped out. So CRM takes advantages of whatever the workflow platform has to offer. And again, they've really tried to simplify things, and we have a web-based editor for workflow, so I can create workflows right from within the web browser, no special tools required. So I can hit new, configure a few parameters, and I can create a workflow right away. So I do have a sample workflow here. Let me show that for you real quick. So this is a project approval workflow. So what I have here is, you know, whenever a project is created with, you know, more than 1,000 hours, I want to make sure that, you know, they get enough attention that they need. So I can assign tasks, I can send an email, or I can do a bunch of stuff. So this is what defining a business process is. I can capture these right within my CRM system.
So the workflow is going to trigger on anytime a new entity is created in the projects entity table, in the entities for projects, it's going to trigger, and it's testing. In this case, you're testing for the number of hours, and if the hours is greater than or equal to 1,000, it's going to do something.
Yep.
And so you have a lot of choice. So what are the choices for what you could do?
So I can create another child record or a dependent record,
or I
can update one of the other records, I can send an email, I can set status, so I can have staged workflows.
Sure.
So I can have like a 7-staged workflow where I move from stage to stage.
Okay.
So these are a bunch of out-of-the-box activities or steps that I could do. And I can also check for some values, and I can wait and do all that. But
okay. In this case, you're creating a message, and you can set properties on that.
Yes, absolutely.
So I can go in and create the email, and and then I'm also inserting information from the entity as well as any related entities into that email.
Absolutely.
So I can do that. Okay, so this is interesting, but this is kind of an end user thing, right? So this is maybe a power user or a business analyst might use this web interface to build workflows related to their own business. Mm-hmm. How would a developer use the workflow capabilities?
A developer can build custom activities. They can dig into Visual Studio, refer the workflow components, and they can build a custom activity that says, you know, whenever this condition hits, you know, I can call a web service, I can do a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
And once I do that, I wrap it as a component and I add that right into this list. So now I have a custom.
So I would be in Visual Studio building a workflow activity.
Yes, that is perfect.
And that activity, once I register it with CRM, then just automatically pops up and becomes one. Okay, so I can do pretty much anything I want. Mm-hmm. So if I can do it in .NET, I can pull it into workflow.
Absolutely.
Okay, so So that's it. Is there anything else that we can do with a CRM?
In terms of workflow, yeah. I mean, just, you know, there's a bunch of options. I can also set, you know, when the record gets created or when something changes.
Right.
You know,
different
so you
triggers.
You get the triggers. You get the full features of the workflow foundation to build on top of CRM.
Okay.
And again, it works with custom entities. It's not something that out of the box. When you create something custom, you can obviously create a workflow for anything that you create.
Okay. So we've spent more time than I wanted to on the metadata stuff. We didn't get a chance to get to the SharePoint.
Sure.
I think what I'll do is let's stop it here, and then the next segment we'll actually talk about how CRM integrates with SharePoint. Make sense?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Thanks. See you soon.
Thank you.